Let's get to Springfield, Cody Ingold road trip. We'll talk about Cags again later on. But after the game and during the game, we're trying to figure out a place to go. And eventually, we found a place in Cody's recommendation. It was a place called
Sweet Boys.
Sweet Boys, which prompted jokes immediately from everybody.
Mm-hmm. Without even being prompted.
Immediately, people said, "Wow, Cody's finally going to a strip club." There was all kinds of jokes, mm-hmm. and so anytime mm-hmm. someone asked, "Where are you guys going?" and we had to pause for a second and say, "We're going to a place called Sweet Boys." It's a college bar there, I guess, in Springfield. So we go there. By the way, great bar, really was great bar, and Jet Pong was a hit. Dusty kind of dominated the Jet Pong, I must admit. But we were playing Jet Pong.
Yeah, it was fun.
Had an awesome time talking to listeners and everything. So we do that. But then at that point, it's like 12:30, 12:45. And we go three doors down, I'd say?
Yeah. Yeah, three doors. It wasn't far. Same
three doors down just sounds better.
I know. But it was like, somebody at one point said, it's like three bars down. Yeah.
Okay. So we go, and it's a karaoke bar, of course, on Cody's. Uh-huh. Cody wanted to go there. Uh-huh. We get in there, and I'll bet the song choices, first of all, from the first 20 people that sang,
egregious,
were just really kind of depressing songs.
Like, everybody was essentially just doing brick.
Yeah,
dude, everything was slow and sad.
The most upbeat song that was sang was "Hey There, Delilah." Okay,
that might have been the most energy based song anybody did.
Yeah. So Cody put his name in right when we got there, and there was probably 30 people in front of him,
which we didn't know.
You tried to bribe the DJ. Cody offered $50 at one point. They didn't take it. They're people of integrity.
You can't bribe people anymore, and it's upsetting to me. I'm not saying I'm just like flush with cash. You can't.
Yeah.
Dude, I went up there and I said, "Hey, I'm trying to get a sense. We know that you close at some point. What's the vibe here? How far down are we?" And then they gave me a number of songs, and I said, "That's a problem." I said, "What would it take to get me moved up the list?"
Mm-hmm.
And they said, "We don't really do that." I said, "You're telling me that money won't change?" This is how I said it, such a jerk.
Yeah, you were, arrogant, just.
"You're telling me money won't change the equation?" Like, I can't. I said, "I'll give you $50 if you move me up." They're like, "Sir." I was like, what's the number? If I had said, you're telling me if I said 1,000, like, is it that I can't bribe him or I wasn't bribing enough? It's a karaoke bar. You can't bribe $50?
So we're there. So Cody gets his name in. We're going to have to wait. We're having a few drinks. We're standing around. Karaoke's happening. Before Cody gets on the stage, this is like, we're waiting. And the songs are not great. Like, just song choice.
Yeah, we're getting kind of
Dusty proceeds to start booing people that are singing.
He just starts going throughout.
Finally, somebody at the bar, I would say a group of three or four people, look over. Then they look at the bartender and they go, you guys are talking. You don't hear this. I hear this out of my left ear. And they're like, "Yeah, the guy with the backwards hat, which I'm like, and I look to my right, I'm like, "That's Dusty. He's got a backwards hat." I'm like, "All right, let me listen to what they're saying." They're like, "Yeah, that guy, he keeps booing. Does he have a tab right now? And she's like, "Yeah." The bartender says, "Yeah." She goes, and I kind of nudge Dusty, and then he looks over, and the bartender goes, "Hey, you boo one more time, you're out of here."
Jeez. You boo one more time.
It's because
and you're out
the people
here.
At the bar's friend was singing, and he was booing their friend.
Get out of here!
So he's booing. So that part started. Then finally, it's like after one, the lights come on because it's last call.
Yeah,
lights come on, so we're like, "Oh, not gonna happen. He's not gonna get on stage." Finally, four other people are not there. They call their name. Cody gets to go up on stage. The lights are on the bar. It's emptying out.
It's like two of us.
There's emptying out. There might be 15 people left in the bar.
I don't know where the monitor is.
And you go up on stage and you're singing a song from Eminem at one.
Can you play this? I didn't say any cuss words, did I?
Drew, did you check? We already have one.
Oh, dude.
We already have one dump button today.
We better wait. We got to play it later.
It's an Eminem song.
There's at least a 50% chance I cussed.
You know what? Fine. Okay. I'll go back and
listen. Can I play 10 seconds or is it right out of the gate?
Can you listen to the first 10 seconds?
I think it's fine. 10 seconds in. I would have known.
Right. Okay. So, anyway.
Not that we have the dump button ready.
Cody, for some reason, you won't hear it in the video clip, but if you look on social.
I didn't know where
Cody's standing facing the wall, his back to everybody, and looking at the karaoke, you know, the lyrics. This place had a nice setup for karaoke, it had a huge screen. Yeah. And so I'm shouting, I'm like, "Cody, in front!" I'm trying to help you out.
So loud up there.
Meanwhile. I'm afraid to play any more than that.
Yeah.
So that continues. Dude, it was horrific.
Oh, it was really bad. It got way better.
It was horrific.
It got mediocre for the second half when I actually knew where the monitor was. Impossible. Too many distractions.
It was the videos.
I'm not trying to defend it. It was miserably.
I think the most awkward part. The most awkward part was you would be like, "Hey," but like if you're watching on a stream, you'll see what I mean. Cody would be like, "Hey," and he like stick his hand out like.
Yeah. I was just trying to like get into it a little bit. So it went bad.
Okay. And then that's over. And then they're like, all right, next up. I forgot Dusty put his name in. He's almost gotten kicked out of the bar. He puts his name in.
He's next.
And what song? A Bruce Springsteen song.
Dancing in the Dark?
Of course it was a Bruce Springsteen song.
I think that's right.
Is that what it was?
And he starts.
I got video of that too.
He stands up. He starts with his back to everybody intentionally. And he starts like doing this hip thrust thing.
He's trying to do like, a Bruce thing. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh, no.
And a little
Elvis-y. He's singing. It also wasn't great. Now, he got two girls to go up on stage with him.
Now, he got one girl, and the other girl seemed like she was protect. I got to say, the other girl did not seem like she wanted Dusty and her
you
to
guys
be
should
like
have booed
near
Dusty.
Each other.
Well, so he's done. So as we're walking out of the bar, that group of four people at the bar that basically ratted on Dusty for booing, they boo Dusty as he walks by, and Dusty's like, I deserve it. And then they may or may not have shouted, you're a word I can't say on the, definitely can't say on the radio. And we walk out and we leave.
They were yelling at another person with us. They said, your friend sucks. And just like, I mean, they were so, yeah, man, we
calm
really,
down.
We really made some people. I mean, he was booing kind of everybody for a while.
Every single person.
He was every single person. Booing somebody.
People were just having a good time and Dusty was loudly booing.
I was letting people try on sunglasses at 1:30 in the morning outside the bar.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on there. We were walking out of the bar.
She said, I like your friends. Where did you get them?
And then Cody was holding like a Lens Crafter session on the freaking street.
She said, I like your frames. Where did you get them? And I said, I don't remember. And I looked at my glasses. I said, the Ray-Bans. I said, I think I got them at Warby Parker, maybe like glasses online. She's like, what's Warby Parker? I said, it's a pretty well-known.
And
then she said, I want prescription sunglasses. I said, I have those. And then I showed her my prescription sunglasses.
It lasted. We're all waiting to go to the bar. It's like it lasted for like 5 minutes. They're trying on glasses. It was like a Lens Crafters consultation. It was unbelievable.
Is it better or worse? I was like one short of that.
Yeah. That it was a great night though. We had a good time hanging out with everybody.
Okay, so you want
Drew, you missed out, man. You should have stayed.
So the funny moment for me is, yes, I technically broke into Missouri State Stadium. There was a gate that was open.
Oh,
I slid on
not
through.
Not allowed, huh?
And I did get a picture. At the stadium, I got a couple pictures. Anyways, so I'm on campus. I figured, you know what? I'm gonna walk around. Beautiful campus. I'm gonna go into the bookstore and just see what they got. It was moving day. And college kids, of course, work at the bookstore.
Springfield down. It was busy. Yeah, actually, it really was.
College students are still there on campus as it's moving day, so they're still there. And I walk into the bookstore, and typical college phrase, I walk in, first thing I hear is, man, I can't wait to get yoked this summer, dude. And I'm like, excuse me. Yep.
I can't believe you're saying that in the wild.
I know where I'm at.
Can't wait to get yoked.
You should have said something back, Drew.
Yeah, man, I've been pumping that iron.
You should have been like, I said that once back in my day.
Hey, man,
as well.
Can you squat 250? Because
you should have asked him when he squatted. That was the appropriate question.
Thinking of that, real quick, we'll get back into Cags, who was, by the way, awesome in our interaction with him.
So cool.
At one point, the setting was correct at this point, and I real quick said, hey, can you help settle a show debate for us?
Oh yeah, we didn't
I said,
bring
hey,
that up
can
yet.
You, can
That's
you
right.
settle a show debate for us? And I said, hey, our producer Drew. And Drew was right there. 7 handicap, said he can shoot break 100 at Augusta. And Cag said, well, he's a 7 handicap. Yeah, I think so. And Drew's face must have lit up like a Christmas tree.
Take that, everybody. Take
so
that.
So Drew can say, Cags thinks I can break 100 now.
Yeah, that's right. Why can't you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, I'm surprised you guys didn't make the local news. Right, a group of guys.
I will say, downtown Springfield bar district, as far as how crowded it was, way busier than I ever thought it was going to be.
Do you think somebody asked, were other bars prepared for the busyness?
They were. Turns out that they want customers to spend money.
We were elbow to elbow in many other college bars, and it did not seem to be an issue at the time. But man, I, you know what? Honestly, I think that guy might have just been going through it.
I think so.
I think he was just having a week.